We're so glad you're back for more inspiration on the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we have Merrill Walters. Merrill is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from St. Louis, Missouri.
The Bible records a meal where Christ Jesus was present. It was in the home of Martha and her sister Mary. While Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to his words, Martha was bustling about, preparing the meal and complaining to Jesus. She said to him, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?" Jesus' tender response was, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." When we find ourselves distracted by many things, we can choose the better part. The teachings of Christian Science, based wholeheartedly on the Bible, define Christ as Jesus' spiritual, eternal nature, his godliness. And they define us, too, as 100% spiritual. Christ is present in every age, not just as a memory of a past divine event, but as a right here with us presence, revealing our true nature. It establishes us on a firm spiritual basis and weeds out what is without real value. We can quietly evaluate where each footstep is leading us in our activities. Is the path full of pressures and distractions in daily life? Or is it the path of lasting joy and spiritual progress? All our human activities can be transformed to express a higher level of the qualities which truly commemorate Christ: peace, joy, grace, simplicity, lightheartedness, genuine charity, unconditional love. And about Martha, she showed she had clearly learned the lesson. Because when her brother Lazarus died, while Mary was mourning, Martha told Jesus, "Even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." And Jesus did raise Lazarus. So we can experience daily blessings that result when we prepare room in our hearts for the living presence of the Christ.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2026.